This is the beginning of what I am guessing will be a very, very long letter. This is my third day on the island and life can't get more beautiful. I'm still sick, but it really doesn't matter because it all just feels like a dream. I really wish you were here with me, though that itself could be kind of strange, but we're not going to think too much about it. We talked about it so much before I left that I felt I needed you to experience it all with me, and we'd laugh at the birds and I can show you all the glowing worms and stuff. It's crazy how often I find myself having imaginary conversations with people, and I can't stop thinking about just how you would react to all these incredible things. The window next to my bed faces the ocean. At night, I watch the moon rise, and I wonder if you're looking at the same one, too. But of course you wouldn't be, because time zones and whatnot, but that's stupid. What I think I'm trying to say is, I don't know how this happened, really. I don't know if you feel the same, but it all has been such a special experience. When I'm here, I feel like I can be completely myself, and I'm not sure if it's because I can share with you without any fear of judgment or because of other common experiences we had growing up, but I don't feel the need to hide any part of me around you. I just want to have conversations that last for hours and never stop and be completely here, and sad it's not going to happen anytime soon again. I think being alone on this island with people I adore is really showing me what I value in the world. What a shame it all has to be this way. Maybe it's my overly anxious and dramatic brain, but I guess my fear always has been that I'm not just somebody to kill some time with, somebody as a placeholder. I've been re-listening to your music and hearing your lyrics as I take my long extended hikes. I've been trying to avoid all these questions for so long because it's so not me and it brings out every single part of my insecurities, but I mean, at the end of the day, does it really matter when there is nothing we can do to change anything at all? I wish you could escape to this island with me where everything is just utter wilderness and what is human is merely remnants of a distant past. If only someone could have easy access to a place like this, but I guess that is sadly impossible. It's so strange that for a brief second I was able to pretend that time has stopped and I am existing on a separate plane. I literally left all of my problems and fears behind, and on this island it's just me and music and this sea in front of me with nothing else to worry about. But even so, I know that forgetting is never the way, and at those lonely hours in the morning when I'm awake while everyone else in my bunk is asleep, I feel like I've returned back to my normal routine, except there's no messages just left me at some ungodly hour of the night that I'm replying to. They say it takes 21 days to form a habit, so I guess in some way or another you've become one in this subtle and unnoticeable way that I haven't really realized or reckoned with until now. Our class was talking about giving up technology forever, even off the island, and I know I won't be able to do it just because of you and so many other people I care so much about who I won't see regularly, probably ever. I don't think the other ones understand because all their friends and family, they are here, they are around them. I think there is a large part of this that has reminded me of what is coming, whether it's graduation or leaving a city I call home or whatever that's happened to my family. The island now has taught me so many things, and I do feel I know so much better about how to be okay with pain in the face of loss. There will always be more beautiful things, beautiful sceneries, beautiful people in the future. The irreplaceability of those we leave behind is undeniable, but I think now I know there will always be something different and equally as breathtaking waiting for me not too far away. It all doesn't seem too bad anymore. The best thing we are ever going to have are our memories after all, and the possibility of what's to come. God, I'm finishing this letter 3 days after starting it. It's been taking so long. I barely had time to really think through what I write, using only the moonlight under the harvest moon watching as it fades down clouds. The night is beautiful, and I'm going to sleep. I hope I'll see you in my dreams.